Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Look around you. Though you can see no water for miles around, we are nonetheless marooned, stranded in a nightmare called Barovia. To change metaphors, you, me, and my people are imprisoned here. The mists that surround us are prison bars, and the Devil's Strahd our jailer. There is only one way out. Either we die, or the Devil does.
First thing that happens is both of you level up.
Hell yeah.
And then finally, Hector, as Pip will level up one in Ranger, you will lose one level of Paladin, but you will gain two levels of Warlock, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So the next day you awake.
I guess it would be a testing it out in the morning to see if
sure.
I have like, what was that? That was a dream. What was that? And maybe I'll just kind of like, the energy that would be required to, say, like, summon an Eldritch Blast.
Oh, yes. as an example.
Just as an example of an ability.
Maybe summon it in my hand. Not casting it, just, like,
sure.
to draw it.
When you summon the Force energy, the Eldritch energy for that blast, you see as the tips of your fingers down to about the palm of your hand becomes skeletal.
Oh, no.
I want to like snuff that out, and then
your
just,
hand returns to normal.
And then, in similar fashion, get like say sacred flame.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sort of that sort of like cast
sure.
into my hand.
You conjure sacred flame, and it comes as normal.
Mm. I like to imagine I'm sitting in the tent, just sipping a cup of tea, not seeing from the front, so I don't
sure.
see your hand become a skeleton. Just watching you fire off magic into the.
Oh, just something in my hand, not
okay,
like firing
sure.
it off,
yeah, yeah.
just like. Yeah, just to sort of see the end yeah, what that is.
I'll stand
Elenial
up. Yeah.
is actually standing at the entrance to the lean-to. She's looking in at you and at Keening. Her eyes glance from one of you to the other. It must have been hard for you.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't easy.
To say goodbye, as it were.
Yeah, you have no idea.
She looks away. She doesn't respond to that.
I stand up. Did I say the wrong thing? Pip doesn't know. Pip, unlike Yender and Krubit, is not a people person. What's everybody doing at camp?
Everyone's kind of just packing up, I suppose, getting ready for the walk.
I'm going to start packing up too.
All right. Yender walks over and has a conversation with Elenial, presumably about intentions.
Yeah, during like... I need to have a chat with Yenner in a second. Now, maybe if you're packing up,
I'll throwing my backpack onto my back. I'd like to, if you give me a look like you're about to be like, oh, you're coming with this, I would like to give you a look that's like, please don't mention it, I'm just coming with you. So, Wizards of Wine then.
Yes, Wizards of Wine. Yender will stay here. And is Elenial talking to Yender right now?
Yeah, Elenial and Yender talking. If you glance over at Yender, she gives you a big thumbs up. Everything seems fine.
Cool. And I believe Elenial is coming with us.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. And Kribber too, and...
Yeah, maybe at the same time you're like, oh, Elenial's coming with us. You see Elenial looking at you and like, oh, Pip's coming with us.
This
one will come with. He nods. He's folding up a metal tray that he filled with water last night and then slept in.
Aww.
You've maybe not seen this before. This is how Kribbit sleeps.
Cute.
That is cute.
Or how he prefers to sleep. I guess he's not
he
had
can
this.
Sleep in a bed.
The
if
last
he has
few
to.
Nights, he's not had the luxury of being able to do this.
How he wants to sleep.
Yeah.
Makes this one feel like when. They were tadpole.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I guess it makes a level of sense, of course. Right. Well, is Mark Willett here?
Mark Willett's here. Yeah.
Yep. We'll
kicking in the campfire, kicking in, covering up the campfire so that it snuffs out.
Okay. Well, I guess gather what we need. Are you ready to head off?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Feeling okay?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Do you want a moment with Keening? Well.
Yeah, I was going to say before we go.
I'll give you a moment. I'll go to Yenda and Eleniel.
All right, everyone hovers at the edge of camp while Pip gets a quiet moment with Keening.
I'll just kind of maybe kneel down, like at his side. I'm doing it again, I guess. Heading off one more time, once more into the breach, or whatever. Maybe I put my hand on his hand, not on his stump. I'll return this time, though. I'll be back, and then I'll stand up, or maybe I'll kiss him on the forehead, and then I'll stand up, turn around, not looking back, and walk to the edge of the forest.
In the interim, could I maybe speaking to Yenda? Just sure. What do you know about Eileen?
Goddess of death and revenge, she says.
why, Hector?
She visited me last night. It was not a dream. It was.
Yenda's eyes pop a little bit.
Mm.
Uh-huh. What did she say?
She wants a further meeting in the Amber Temple.
Oh. That's heavy.
Is your connection to gnomes in Penia, has it waxed its waned? What is it?
Well, she looks around. There's no one else here. There's certainly no one here that you don't trust. No, it doesn't, because I carry a piece of them around with me.
Like it.
So, she says, she takes the...
Sticking back to the bones.
Hey?
Like I said previously, she has her backpack is actually a chest, like an actual wooden chest that just has straps attached to it. Mm. She takes that off and sets it in front of the two of you, in between the two of you. Then she takes out from around her neck, next to her holy symbol, she keeps a set of 7 different keys. She takes out each of the keys and inserts them into the lock in quite clearly a pattern. She, maybe even in this company,
yeah.
She huddles in such a way.
Don't look.
She makes sure that no one could eavesdrop on the order of the keys.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear the keys go in and out, probably more than 7 times, actually. It's an elaborate series of locks. But then... after a loud clicking noise, the chest pops open, and Yenda opens it for the two of you to view within. As she opens it, you realize, when the chest is open, you realize how long it has been since you looked at the sun, or since you felt the sun upon you.
Whoa. That's talking about heavy.
There is a light emanating from within the chest, not unlike, imagine the sort of light that you'd get if you opened the briefcase from fucking, what's it called?
Fiction.
Yeah, from Pulp Fiction. Okay. It feels like a moment like that.
Mm.
And being bathed in the light, it feels like your batteries are being recharged. It feels like a renewed vigor of faith for you, probably. You look in, and inside there is a single torn piece of paper. You realize what this is. So I spoke earlier that your Bible is a series of letters between gnomes and Penia. Mm. This is one of those letters.
Is that a letter?
Yenda looks down at it, looks up at you, and then nods slowly. It looks like it was written in sun. Like
The
ink looks like it was sunlight.
This is this is an original letter.
Aye, she says.
How did you get that?
It's... I was entrusted to me. I was to deliver it to the king priest in Highdale, but, well, this happened instead, she says.
I see.
Oof. She closes the chest and relocks it. Maybe Cribbit issues a long, loud...
That is...
Cribbit begins writing, and Yenda, still looking at you, Hector, Yenda reaches out, grabs the page Cribbit is writing on, and tears it out. Oh.
Yeah, that rules.
That is something incredible that you have that.
Mark Willard, who doesn't really understand the significance of this, and frankly probably doesn't care, this is not, as far as he's concerned, you would know this, Hector, as far as the elven religion is concerned, the gods of other religions are actually just powerful people. They don't see them as really gods. They see the elements of nature as gods. They are not people.
Yes. Right. Well, yes. Eileen came to me in a vision. I can feel Penia's powers fade, but I feel Eileen's powers grow.
All right. She said.
That's interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I understand, like with a lot of the other faiths, their approach to life, to death, to rebirth, it's very much almost a cycle. The Arabs, for example, their way of dealing with life and death is that it is natural. It is a thing of rebirth and constantly that we need death for life. I know there are some other religions that accept that.
That's not what Eileen is. Eileen's not a cycle. Eileen's true death, the end, destruction of life, not about something new coming, about what's there dying.
Is the ever-present castle Ravenloft in Eyeline?
Yeah, as always, you glance in that one direction.
Well, if it is the death of what is here, wouldn't that be a good thing? I point to the castle.
Yenda doesn't seem to have an answer for that, but when she puts the backpack on, she seems apprehensive. At that, Mark Willett, who, as I said,
it's all above his pay grade.
Eileen, Pania... Who cares? Mark Willett interrupts. I'm sorry, but we best not waste any daylight. I'll take you, Yenda, you'll have to stay here. Someone's going to need to watch just in case a creature or something habits upon this camp. But Yenda, you're going to have to stay here. I'll take the rest of them out to Valakai, and then I'll come back and collect you. Yenda nods.
I'll rejoin at this point, I assume.
Mm.
It's funny to have missed all of that.
Yeah.
Right?
To the Wizard of Wine.
All right.
Look after him.
Takes about an hour. So it's 8 a.m. when you return back onto the Slavich Road just near Valakai. Mark Willett gives you a curt nod and says, well, best of luck, I suppose.
Yeah. We'll need it.
Thank you.
Honestly, I hope you don't, because I feel like I need it too.
I know. Like, well, yeah. Well, yeah. We're all in trouble.
You set off westward towards the Wizards of Wines. Wizards of Wines? Wizard of Wines.
Yeah.
So, the first day.
Reveal.
Forgot about this.
No, I know. I've been waiting for it.
Did not.
Of course it's coming.
It's my favorite part. Oh, boy.
Such childlike glee in your voice.
Yeah, this is not great. That's a high-level encounter, so I'm rolling on the nighttime table.
Oh, no.
It's as if it was nighttime. Oh, my.
But it's daytime. Adam, you cunt.
You should have known. As if they would let you forget that they were around.
Oh, fucking hell. These fuckers.
You are not far from Valakai. Quite clearly, they've been waiting for you. How they knew? Perhaps they have the roads east and west guarded. But for however they knew, they knew. One by one, four direst wolves stalk their way out of the forest.
Sweet.
Now, what is the best passive perception? Are they going to get the drop on you?
God damn it!
And Cribbit is not great. Elainiel's pretty good. Actually, I think Elainiel's got you covered here. Thank God you're not surrounded. Mm-hmm. Elainiel detects them before they surround you. She puts a hand up and looks back at the group. She says, did anyone here piss off some direst wolves? She says, and then they're upon you.
Yes, why?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Well, actually, no, I never did anything to these wolves.
Pip, it's your turn.
Okay.
There's four of them. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Boris is not among them.
That's good. That's great. Boris is like a direstest wolf. I got to make a new entry in Emmanuel. All right. I am going to... can I get many with a burst shot? Oh, wait. Is that a short... No, it is a short rest. Yeah.
There's two groups of two, so you could get two of them. That's a 30... You'd need to move
30
forward.
30-foot cone, yeah. Yeah, but honestly, at this point, I might as well just fire an arrow into each, and it would achieve basically the same thing. All right, I'll fire an arrow into each. Dun, 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 twang, dun, 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 twang.
First attack hit. Second attack. Ooh. The second attack is a hit. And that will be 12 points of damage total. Yeah,
regular arrows.
I assumed. You donk.
hit the, let's say the closest werewolf, mm-hmm. werewolf.
Hold on.
You hit the closest direst wolf with two heavy shots from your heavy crossbow.
Hell yeah.
And then Hector, it's your turn.
So it's four direst wolves.
Correct.
Try out some of the new powers you got,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, go on.
Get some brand new toys.
Ooh. Use some abilities.
Ooh. How far away are they?
Elenia would have detected them about 60 feet away.
Right. I just want to point my finger at the one that Pip did and cast Sacred Flame.
That's a dex saving throw?
Yes.
All right. It passes.
Damn.
No damage.
That's a shame.
If only you'd cast an Eldritch Blast. That would have been a hit if we were an Eldritch Blast. Do you want to change it?
Not right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, weird. Don't want to use Eldritch Blast? This guy's not helping the party, Jack.
I'll rough him up for you.
It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit plays a song.
Good on him.
My good friends, they are very good at killing these wolves. He gives bardic inspiration to, let's say, Pip.
Cheers, Cribbit.
No worry. And then...
Oh, God, that rolls.
He hits, dealing... Oh, nice job. 14 points of damage.
Fuck. Did better than me.
Max damage.
Yeah.
One of the direst wolves is bloodied.
Oh, nice.
From
nice,
all
nice,
of
nice.
Those attacks. That's counting your... He hits the same one that you hit, Pip. And then it is Elenial. Elenial plants both of her feet. She's probably at the front of this formation. She mm-hmm. plants both of her feet very firmly and then leaps backwards, sliding past the entire formation. And as she does so, she starts drawing and knocking branches, just sticks, which become arrows as they enter her bow.
That's sick as hell.
She is going to use one of her new abilities for being level 8 as well. -5 to the attack. That's still a hit. That's a critical hit.
Whew.
And that will still be a hit. All right, she hits 3 times.
Fuck.
The first attack, it deals 19 points of damage. One of the direst wolves goes down.
Fuck yeah.
Then let's find out what that critical hit did.
Oh, there's one more.
Pray for a high number.
High number.
Bah, Jack, do better.
I jinxed this.
You did. Deep wound. Make a DC 14. Constitution saving. Throw on a failed save. Take an additional... D6 piercing damage.
No comment.
That's a fail.
Hell yeah.
So this second attack deals 14, 20 points of damage. And then Elenial, that last attack deals another 20 points of damage. Another direst wolf
fucking
goes
down. Hell. She's going fucking sicko mode.
That's
on these wolves.
That's one direst wolf?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So two dead.
Yeah, two dead, two left. Yeah. Cribbit didn't kill one. That's right. Yes. No, sorry.
Fucking hell.
Got him. Stupid. It's the direst wolf's turn. The direst wolves are going to go for, who's up the front? Eeny, meeny, miny, Pip.
Oh,
Pip,
no.
They go past Hector to get...
Do they hate me? That makes sense.
No, actually, I think one goes for Pip, one goes for Hector. Okay. They hate Pip, but they're not dumb. Hector, you're first. That's a critical fail. Pray for a high number. I mean, a low number. No, a high number, yeah.
Hi.
How did my non-praying go?
Yeah.
It did pretty well.
Okay, the trick is never pray.
That's the
trick to beating the game.
Oh my god, make a DC 16, out for the count, make a DC 16 constitution saving throw, or fall over and be knocked unconscious. All right. The direst wolf leaps for you, Hector. You step out. Oh, you lift up your shield. Donk! The direst wolf just wasn't expecting that.
It knocks itself
unconscious. And then the other direst wolf is going for you.
Okay. Pip.
That direst wolf does significantly better than its companion.
Okay.
Pip. Whoa! One of the dice rolled that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, it was good.
Pip, you take...
I'd like to use my...
Yes?
This is my feat, Martial Adept or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, I think I parry if they hit.
You... You bring up your crossbow bolt. Your crossbow, sorry, your crossbow bolt. The crossbow takes the brunt of the damage.
Mm-hmm.
1 point. You, Take 5 points of damage instead.
Awesome.
So you're on 53 now.
Awesome. Hey, that could be the difference between life and death.
That might be. And then you need to make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
You're on the ground.
Fuck.
The Dire's Wolf is savaging you. And then it is, Pip, your turn. You have the Bardic Inspiration, don't forget.
Oh, that's true. All right, I will just... I'll just plug it in the chest with my crossbow, bring it up to like the center of its rib cage, and twang, twang.
Miss hit.
Okie doke.
The direst wolf
and
takes...
I'll use my bardic inspiration for damage on the right. on the one that hits.
The direst wolf takes 19 points of damage. Good job.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
The direst wolf is in pain.
Good.
But the pain is but brief. Then yeah. Right. Yeah, you don't get even a moment to forget that it's a fucking wolf on top of you. Actually, it's a direst wolf on top of you. It's bigger than a fucking wolf. These things take down horses on their own. Hector, it's your turn.
Ooh, I will look at the wolf that is unconscious and just turn my back on it.
You turn around.
Thinking maybe it's a ploy, so very carefully.
Sure.
Turn my back and swing twice on the other wolf.
When you turn around to face the other wolf, you turn around to look at the rest of the group, and Cribbit is in said group. Cribbit gives you a big thumbs up. then you swing. I just wanted you to know that.
Okay, that's nice.
Do you get two attacks, yeah? All right. First attack, miss. Second attack, hit. Thank God you get the two. You deal, what is it, the mace, right? D6. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus your charisma now, 10 points of damage.
Whoa.
The direst wolf is still standing.
Fuck.
But it's bloodied. That's fun to do. Was there anything else?
I'll be fine.
Yeah, it's so early. All right, no, it's too early to start using spells.
I will say, though, because you're using your charisma, that's a warlock thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you swing with your mace, you... oh, no, wait, you don't have enough armor yet to not see this. Mm. Because you do not have gauntleted hands, you can see that your hands become skeletal when you swing.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Yeah.
That's obscured by the wolf for me, yeah.
Yes. You can't see because of a wolf.
Yeah.
What's Cribbit's excuse? And Eleniel didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Then it is said Cribbit's turn. Actually, does Cribbit notice? Nah. Cribbit's too busy doing his little dance.
Cribbit.
Cribbit reaches down on his crossbow, and you see there's a little, for lack of a better term, I guess, Hector, you wouldn't know what this is, but it's a knob, and it's got several different settings. They're all written in a language you don't understand. Mm-hmm. Cribbit turns the knob to a different setting.
Whoa.
And then this time when he begins winding it, instead you hear ba 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 ba. Heck, a Pip, that is baffling.
I don't know how or why. Yes. Feels like it needs to turn more than it should just to get the song out.
It deals 7 points of damage. That direst wolf goes down. Good job.
Woof. Lifted off myself.
And that's initiative.
Right, and that one is still unconscious.
Yeah, you fucking...
Boing!
Yeah, you shoot it in the head.
Yeah. I know time's of the essence, but checking the guts of these wolves is probably beneficial for me if...
Well, it's a several-day trip, so the time it takes to do this is...
Sure, did you need any assistance? Anything like that?
Yeah, if you want.
So that direst wolf attack probably would have happened because I did several encounter rolls. You get a few over the course of the day. Every day could have so many encounters in it.
I didn't know that.
That was three different
so
encounter
good
rolls.
Good to hear.
Fuck me, Dad.
Yeah, so that would have happened at about evening, maybe mid-evening. So if you're going to decide to butcher these wolves, it's probably worth just setting down as well.
Well, maybe we'll drag them kind of into the... Because we're on the road, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll drag them off the side of the road into like a grove.
There are many places. You probably don't want to go that far into the forest, but there are many places on the side of the road that you could camp.
All right.
It's not like a... When I say road, it's... It's like, because just enough people use it, there's no paving to this. It's probably good camping just on the road.
That's crazy.
Very, very, very few people will be by in the night. No one travels Barovia at dark.
That's true. It is stupid to do. All right. Well, then we'll set up camp maybe a little bit off the road just in case.
Sure.
But, if you want to give me a hand butchering them, basically just cut them open and look for, Well, they'll all have direst wolf
hearts. Are you asking everyone?
Well, no, Hector offered.
Okay.
If everyone else wants to help, they can.
Hector, you give Pip advantage on his check. Ooh. You're a team player. Yeah, you get several things out of these wolves.
Maybe as I pull them out, like, because Hector seems a little interested, I'm just showing them off to you.
I like a
arms bloody.
Yeah, no, like a regular wolf, you actually happen to get treasure out of these, as they actually have literally swallowed treasure.
Finally, some treasure pouches.
Finally.
Yeah.
I think at this point, because we are so strapped for resources, it is a like, no, I need to probably learn. Help you out.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, you get 4 direst wolf hearts.
Hell yeah.
But in addition to that, you get, fuck it, you get some wolfsbane. One of them had like, one of them was covered. Like it was growing, it was matted in its
rules.
Fur. You get 5 doses of wolfsbane.
Jesus Christ, I got so much wolfsbane.
That's probably you for the rest of this adventure.
I'm fucking packed with
and
it.
And this wolfsbane goes...
It's bad for shape changes of any kind. Grows on wolves, bad for anything. A were-raven, if one pisses you off, put it in their face, they'll run away.
You additionally to that get some devil's horn. I would say just 2 doses of devil's horn.
Devil's horn is a kind of little red flower, kind of grows inside kind of the inner skin of a lot of creatures. It's good for magic resistance. If you don't want to get, you know, zapped by a spell or whatever, you can eat some of this. It's fine by itself, but, you know, you want to probably combine it with something else. Even a bit of sugar to make it a bit more palatable.
1 dose of Quaggoth vein.
Quaggoth is a kind of, imagine a bear, but it's got a kind of like lascivious leer on its face. It's actually got nothing to do with Quaggoth. It's a creeping vine, but it's great for a poison immunity. If you combine it with something else and put it back in my little pack.
You get 4 doses of ooze sweat.
Okay. Ooze sweat is just very sticky. You rub your sword or your mace feasibly in it. You can just dip that in anything else and it'll stick to the... Yeah,
that would be very, very useful.
It's the same with shambling moss. It's very sticky as well, very gripping.
And then you get 1 formian eye, and that's it.
These are deform magic. So this is, remember in...
In the Abbey.
In the Abbey, but also remember in the blacksmith.
Yes.
Yeah, when I covered everyone in that dust or whatever. There was a formian eye that did that. Yeah, and that's what you find. And then the rest is meat, which you can eat in a pinch.
And then when you open their bellies, when you open their stomachs, people fall out and their stuff.
Oh.
Right, well, these were... Direst wolves are big.
They're huge. They take down horses.
Yeah.
Like the common druid.
You find 80 gold pieces.
Nice.
You find 40 silver pieces. All of these are strange Barovian coins, which bear on one side the face of Strahd, and then on the other side a side-on view of Ravenloft, the castle. What did I just say? 40 gold? 40 silver. You get a a copper chalice with silver filigree.
Ooh.
Which would be worth about 25 gold, give or take. It's
in Barovia, I imagine it's tricky to get.
Yeah,
the
it's hard
to
find someone to buy that.
Sell it to. Yeah, okay.
A pair of engraved bone dice. You just don't want to question whose bone.
just maybe
a carved bone statuette of of the King of Tongues.
Okay.
Right.
That would be worth at least 100 gold on its own.
Yes, these guys are just eating cultists. That's cool.
So the King of Tongues, what that is.
Oh, okay. Nasty little fella.
And that's it.
Is it the kind of thing we need to burn or crush or something?
It's just like ornamental. It's not like it doesn't hold any significance or powers.
I mean, someone could turn it into something of significance by worshipping it.
Right. Well,
in your hands, it's no significance.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll just destroy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably
you break it up.
I'm like, well, I'll just put it down, mace. Bang. Yeah. That was.
Yeah. All right. I guess the wolves
that
are eating.
That was 100 gold.
What are you spending it on, Cribbit? Yes, come on.
Cribbit, then we're selling it.
Like egg.
That's fair.
Cribbit once saw big egg. Mm. Very expensive.
How good are you at collecting eggs, Cribbit?
Good. He says, wait, collect and keep?
Yes, I, yeah,
oh.
I mean.
Oh.
No, no, I mean.
Not
I mean,
as good.
Collect and then eat. Collect and then eat.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, I just
Cribbit eat chicken. Cribbit eat. Right. What call.
Like a bird.
Wide
like a
wing. Hunt other bird.
Like an eagle.
Like
an
eagle.
Oh, okay. Cribbit eagle.
Eagle.
Yeah.
In Cribbit's language, call that bird that fly on high and eat smaller bird.
All right.
And other people call eagle.
Yeah. Okay.
He probably sounds more like blop, 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 when he says it, though.
As I start, maybe I'll start making the campfire, like lighting the campfire.
Blop, 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 eagle.
Well, I have a chicken, Cribbit.
Chicken egg.
Yeah.
First egg said eat. Then emu.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then hippogriff.
Right.
And then griffin.
Okay.
And then emu again.
I'm going to start. I will start the fire.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Pip's started the
tastiest egg is cooer tail. People not happy about that one. People mad. Cribbit need to leave.
There's a like fucking temple guardian.
Yeah.
Fair enough, Cribbit.
Just stoking the. What?
Cribbit not allowed in that town anymore. Cribbit no. Cribbit thinks snake. Cribbit thought big snake. Big snakes exist.
Are they like sentient? Do they talk?
Yeah, that's how Cribbit know they mad.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, Cribbit eat, big snake come out, say, shouldn't have done that. Then Cribbit need to leave.
Yeah, you really would have.
People in town love Cribbit, tell that. Then people in town like, no eat guardian egg.
Well, also snakes eat frogs, so you've got to be pretty scared in that
what?
Situation.
What?
Yeah, you've never,
what?
You don't. Yes, they. That's what they.
No.
Yes,
I don't know why this is such news to you, Cribbit.
Oh my god!
It's mostly snakes, birds, other.
Lots of things eat frogs. Herons.
Birds also eat
Cribbit.
Like,
quite clearly, he's mimicking you. He's developed this from you, but he does the snout rubbing thing that you do.
Yes, like the eagle, what you call the.
An eagle eat frog?
I'm afraid probably to say.
Cribbit in so much danger.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Well, not
you're
from
like,
an eagle like, here, necessarily. Like,
I mean, you probably need to be careful. I mean, if an eagle holds a grudge.
Wait. Cribbit takes out an old book that you've never seen him write in because it's full. It's just page to page full. He flips through until he shows you an incredible drawing of him with an armful of eggs running from an eagle in the background. This would eat Cribbit.
Well, it might.
Yes,
well, you've stolen its eggs, so it's going to suddenly peck the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean,
Cribbit shows some scars on the back of his head.
I think if it caught you, it would have flown you to their nest and probably, well.
How big's the eagle?
Cribbit vomits.
Oh, it's okay, buddy.
Yeah, you'll be right.
Look, do you know how many things eat us? I mean, I just the dire wolves. Yeah. They eat us.
Oh, Cribbit know this.
Yes, well.
You can take some solace in the fact you ate their eggs.
It's
like kind of
you,
revenge.
This is like you finding out chicken eat you.
I think my chicken would eat me if I died in its cage.
That's cool. Cribbit want to meet chicken.
Talk about chicken that holds a grudge. Mm. Goodness me. Anyway.
Right. Anyway, is anybody, how's everybody going health-wise? Are you
not too bad, yeah. I'll be right for the night.
Cribbit, you're feeling?
Cribbit, okay. He's one hit point off full.
I think I'm like one or two.
He's got like a scuff. Elaniel's basically untouched.
We'll set up a watch. Do we do it in twos or in probably best?
Yeah, probably best.
There's two twos, so you'll take basically 4-hour shifts each.
Yeah, no worries.
Well, in that case, Jack, would you like to roll? Are you taking the first shift?
Yeah.
Do you have a D12? Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, a D20. You want
a D20? I do have a D20.
Yeah,
I
roll the D20.
Chunky
sorry.
One here.
D12 is if you fuck
14.
up. 14. 14? You're... Oh.
Fucking okay.
All right. And then, would you like to roll it? Yes.
And I think I'd be probably with Elainiel.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I'll hang out with Krobit.
Yeah, I don't think Elainiel wants to take Pip's watch.
Also, like, you know, they're good at looking. I'm dog shit.
Yeah,
that does kind of split the lookers up. Funny thing to say.
That can't be good.
Now, I'm like, maybe that's really good.
Yeah, we don't know.
However, I don't know.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
A one.
A one? No, that's fine.
Okay, thank goodness.
For me!
Oh!
No, I'm kidding. The night goes by uneventfully.
I reckon I spent the whole night telling Cribbit about Pop, my chicken.
Cribbit listens.
I just regale him with the tales of Pop.
Cribbit, from your descriptions, draws pictures of Pop, which I'm sure are out of
proportion. Monstrous. If we'll be heading close to my camp, so it might be beneficial to at least spend a night there. So you'll get to meet Pop, and you can try and steal Pop's eggs. And I bet Pop has laid a lot of eggs in the interim.
Can't wait. All right. Second day journeying. Mm-hmm. You get to, it's not the crossroads you need, but it is one of the two crossroads.
Is it the crossroad where we fought the druids?
The Lunar River crossroads.
Yeah. We've been here before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I know you have.
Yeah.
Whether or not this is. Anyway, so this, at this point, you would spot coming from the north. So the north is Lake Baratok and the Van Richten's Tower.
Mm-hmm.
From that direction, you can see a lone figure wandering southwards towards you.
Do they seem deformed?
Is it maybe two people?
That's a very rude way of playing. Get a good boy card.
Yes. That's funny to get in the middle of you insulting me.
And both of you, yeah, it's Gora Blushin.
Hell yeah.
What'd you get?
I got a...
That was a good look.
A potion in your inventory is potent enough to confer its full benefit twice. Does that apply to my alchemy potions?
I'd allow it, sure.
Fuck
it. Has to be a drinkable one, though.
Yeah. Mad.
All right. So, yeah, you see Gora Blushin approaching you from the north.
I forgot we instructed them to come meet us.
Right. To go to Valakai. I mean, we could still send them too, if you think they would be better suited there.
I don't think they're, to be honest, Hector, I don't think they're suited anywhere.
They begin slowing down as they approach you and you realize they're sprinting. They look like they've been sprinting since the tower. That's a long time to be running.
Are they running in unison? Does it seem like the time between they've kind of developed?
No.
Like
they're arguing, but they're also running.
Maybe they're time alone
Thank
together.
Thank you! Good to see you, company! They both yell in unison.
Maybe before they even get to us, maybe by the time
he was unbearable. Lushin, always talking.
I can't imagine.
Master wizard this. Master
anything,
wizard that.
Yeah,
he's an idiot.
I was really.
Stop yammering.
Nice,
Gorob the Great. Gorob the Strong.
Maybe we should send them to Velikai.
Gorob the fucking fool, if you ask me.
If you're in some kind of cult and they want to join up, I mean, then
I would leave the cult. I'll tell you what.
This is so cool.
Oh, yeah, Cribbit's not me.
All right, Cribbit, yes, this is Gora
A Grung! I've met one of these before. Oh, yes, in one of your famous Lushin tales, I'm sure.
Oh, we should not have left them alone.
they look like they've gone a little crazy in the meantime. Have you found Van Richten to tear me from this hideous, disgusting creature?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
They weren't in Velikai. Too bad.
Well, perhaps then it is good that we're heading onwards to where they are, yes?
We are heading to the Wizards of Wine first.
They look at each other, they look at you, and they say, because we don't want to be alone anymore.
All right.
I don't know if you've noticed, but he's unbearable.
Oh, my God.
Yes, well, you could come. Yes. We were going to, so Valakai, fill them in on the beats.
Sure.
Soldiering through any interruptions.
Yeah. Ignoring them.
And there are many.
Well, I assumed. Yeah. And then that's why we thought maybe we could use both of you, but.
Where's the big one?
Oh, right.
He disappeared.
Oh, right. I'm very sorry, but Gogash is... Yes, he's disappeared.
Gorob and Lushin look at you, and uncharacteristically, they understand. There's, uncharacteristically, a quiet moment.
Yes,
He stood on some kind of, I don't know, some kind of trap or something.
He stood on a teleportation trap.
Gorob and Lushan both put a hand on your shoulder. Like, obviously, you know how someone will put one hand on one shoulder? Yeah. They do that, but twice. And both of them look you at, well, you're a bit taller than them.
I squat awkwardly, so at least we're at least eye level, I guess. Yeah.
We will find him. He's a tough old sort. Much tougher than this idiot. Yes, and much smarter than that fool.
Yes, he was the best of us and would often remind us of that. But I believe he's
Remember how annoying that was?
Not at all. I believe he's potentially in Castle Ravenloft.
Well then, once we are freed, we will free him.
Yeah.
Nothing will turn us from this purpose, except wizards of what? We're going to a winery?
Yes, we're going to a winery. There is.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how he got. Yes. Yeah, we're going to a winery.
All right.
There is.
Maybe Van Richten will be there. Who knows? He wasn't at Velikai or the Tower.
You have it on good authority. He could be there.
No. He just
not
said.
Not really. No.
Oh.
Do you not listen?
Wow. We'll keep looking until we find him.
Look, yeah.
There was some idea he could be at the Amber Temple, right?
That's correct. True. Well, that's where we sent Piran and Esme, so maybe...
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, all right.
We were there.
Okay,
they both look a little mad at you.
It's been a long time, that's all.
So we're going to their after.
Yeah. Wizards of Iron first for more Taraka people, and then on to the Amber Temple.
It is a...
Oh, by the way, did direst wolves attack either of you?
Oh, yes.
Many times.
Oh, because we were basically, they look at each other, we were kind of in like a siege situation for a little while.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, it's difficult because this one can't swim. That one is the one who can't swim. This one can't swim.
In your current state, I can't imagine
both of you
either.
Cannot swim.
So anyway, there was only one way on or off the island, and he had to, you know, he's an idiot. No. No, no.
Can we have this conversation whilst walking?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Go on.
Uh-huh.
They just, and then, it just goes on and on.
Like, there's part of me is like, well, how did you break the siege and all that? Yeah. But I'm like,
Pip, Cribbit doesn't want to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every now and then you hear snippets and you, maybe part of you is like, that actually sounds
exciting.
Like they killed a lot of direst wolves.
That is impressive. Wow, that is very impressive. Wow.
Have they also noticed the waning magical
They've literally, this. You would get at least this much, literally from the time you left till when they got the message, a bit before they got the message, it was like constant.
Oh my God.
Like pretty never-ending having to deal with direst wolves. Those direst wolves were really trying to dislodge them.
Weird. Well, not that weird.
And yeah, as a result of that, they noticed that at a certain point, their powers weren't coming back as quickly.
It appears myself and another companion of ours, her name is Yenda, seems like maybe we might have, during one of our, we tell the battle of...
sucking Barovia dry.
It seemed that we kind of went through it.
Well, Yenda's getting her powers from the page that she's taking. So
yeah, I know.
All right, that's right. Kind of one person.
I'm aware, Adam.
All right. Cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Over the course of the day, at one point, you spot, this would be still early morning, so before midday, you spot at the side of the road a heap of clothing, like a pile of clothing. Maybe, I would say, a meter tall.
Oh, my God.
Just heaps of clothing.
Do I know what this means?
Yeah, actually, you know what? You've been here long enough. Yeah. You mean there is a creature within Barovia that you know that when it changes, you've encountered it already. It is convenient for it to not be wearing its clothes when it changes.
And there's a meter high pile of clothes.
So,
Hector, you don't know what this means, but Pip,
I like stop my mouth kind of drops. I start rubbing my snout.
What is that?
Well, when a werewolf changes, it sort of will wreck its pants if it stays in its pants.
Right. So the werewolf.
Can I like discern how many werewolves this represents?
Maybe you go by pants. Pants. You short sift through.
You know what? I like kind of wildly. Nobody wears two pairs of pants.
So When a werewolf changes, is it unconscious when the moon is fullest? Because we saw them
It's daytime, so this is quite clearly they've changed of their own volition.
There's a bunch of different kinds of werewolves, but these would have been intentional. If it's an accident or if it's like caused by the moon.
Which would also mean they're evil.
Yeah, you don't have a...
Are the clothes warm?
I touched the clothes.
15 pairs of pants.
That's 15 fucking wolves.
Were they warm?
Yeah, are the clothes, they feel like they were recently worn.
Yeah. They're not far.
Yes. I recommend we shut up, say to Garup and Lushan, and we just try to quietly make our way past this part of the woods.
Yes, you have any potions and stuff that you can make while we do this, just in case?
Yeah, maybe I will. As we skulk along, I'm going to bring out my little alchemy kit and try and make something.
Yeah, cool. No worries.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, 15, you say.
15.
Hip, you fucking, first.
It's like the whole werewolf fight from the beginning again.
Hector, get a good boy card.
Yeah, but that's...
Cribbit. Elaniel. She was always going to pass. Actually, she gets advantage. I forget. I keep forgetting, but Elaniel gets advantage on all stealth rolls.
Huh.
And then Gorob and Lushan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Surely if Elaniel gets advantage, they get disadvantage, right?
Right? Right?
No, they don't get disadvantage. No, That'd be rude. I mean, they can...
I mean, I would give them disadvantage.
They can try.
They deserve disadvantage.
They do.
All right, fine. Disadvantage it is. Bad boy card for me. Good.
Fuck.
Okay. Well, yeah, Gorob and Lushan. I don't know if you could tell, but I just drew a bad boy card.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
And Gorob and Lushan start screaming. He's stepping on my foot!
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck up.
Oh!
Okay.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm, something's running in your direction. What would you like to do?
Where are they running from? Behind? In front?
Dude, I think it's all directions. Hey, no. Get a good boy card, Jackson.
Okay.
Get a bad boy card, Adam.
All right, that's not so bad.
And it's covered in armor. One of them's going to be armored.
Yay.
Yay.
Awesome shit,
Hooray!
Dude.
Yay. One of them's covered in armor. One of them's covered in armor. Yay. Yeah, they're coming from all directions.
Cool. All right.
News. Okay. Grab out my weapon. I'm going to channel divinity before they get here and make it a magical weapon of +5.
I would like to cast Cordon of Arrows.
Okay. Lol. See if that helps.
So rude. So
Cribbit's,
rude to me.
Cribbit's going to give Hector you a Bardic Inspiration.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gorup and Lushan unfortunately have nothing that they can prepare, but they just get ready. Elaniel unlumbers her quiver, turns it upside down, and slams it into the ground hard. When she brings the quiver up, you see there are a bunch of sticks stuck into the ground.
Hell
she
yeah.
begins grabbing at sticks, knocking, drawing, fire arrow, knock, draw, fire arrow, knock, draw. She starts moving in like a circle, just firing arrows in different directions. She is also casting Cordon of Arrows.
Hell yeah. I can only put 4 arrows down. I bet she can put more.
No, she's also 4.
Yes!
A werewolf wearing leather armor explodes out of the bush, this starts charging you. Then another one, then another one, then another one. 4 in total. And actually, you know what? How many of there are you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 in total.
Okay, 1 each. Okay.
And yeah, they attack. Each one of them attacks one of you.
Okay.
Well, let's go to initiative. All right, Hector, your turn.
Could I have made a potion, actually? I said I did it on the way here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Earlier. I'm just combining shape change, wolfsbane, some shambling moss, and a dire wolf heart to make a cold arrows of shape changer bane, basically.
Sure, that's fine.
Nice. Thank you.
Sorry, Gorm. Right. Hector, it's your turn first.
How close to us? They far away?
They're about 30 feet from you.
All right, I will...
Less than that, actually. Fuck, they're 10 feet from
you. All right, I will step forward, and I will, with my magical enhanced mace, I will hit him twice.
All right.
Let me know if I hit.
What's about to happen?
First attack, hit. Second attack, hit.
Oh, can I, before, mm-hmm. as a bonus action, Adam?
Yes, yes.
I would have liked to cast a bit of a curse.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would like to Hexblade curse the werewolf I'm about to hit.
All right.
And then hit them. Plus three bonus to damage rolls, crits on a 19 and 20, and I regain 7 hit points if they die.
That's cool.
You heal 7 hit points?
If they die.
As you place a hex upon this lead werewolf, you hear in the back of your mind, yes.
That's no good. That's real bad.
All right. Pip, it's impossible for Hector to hide this.
Yeah, yeah.
Hector begins to take on a skeletal appearance as he fights. You see his hands are just bones. So it's just, bones sticking out of the end of his sleeves. And then every time he swings, you see it like a shimmer through his body. His flesh and skin disappears. No, it's just his flesh disappears. And for a brief moment, it's skin lying on skeleton.
Oh, no.
Just like in flickers.
Pip giving you it's a dragon's face, so it's hard to, but like a... What's this face, Adam?
Who helps the professor and the Muppets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Beaker face.
Yeah, like a Beaker face. You deal 12... 17, 22 points of damage in total.
Oof, okay. And I'd like to expand a first level spell, Adam, and smite on one of those.
Okay. Mm. Is that power channeled from Warlock?
Yes.
All right. Yes. So,
but it is paladin ability.
But it's channeled through.
It's a first level spell, right?
Mm. Yeah. Channel.
How much damage? Just
2d8. Yeah, 2d8.
Then you deal another 8 points of damage as you channel the energy of Eileen into your holy smite. It feels wrong. Rather than a holy light, it's a sickly green energy that channels up through your arm. You feel a skeletal hand wrap around your hand. Your hands, while they appear skeletal, are still physical flesh. And so you just, around your flesh hand, you feel a skeletal hand wrap around it. And for a brief moment, that's when it happens. That's when your hand appears skeletal, when the other hand is wrapped around yours. And when that happens, you realize it's not your hand. Mm-hmm. It's not your hand holding that mace. It's her hand. Her hand is holding that mace. And while the impact is your choice, the follow through is her decision.
Okay. Oh, no.
For just a brief moment in every swing, every time you use this power, you are not in control. It's never something you don't want to do, or maybe even sometimes it's something you meant to do, but you know for those brief moments, you're not the one doing it. Well, that was your turn, Hector. Was there anything else? Yep.
That's it.
All right. Elainiel does that cool leap back thing.
Hell yeah.
And when she does that as well, several of the arrows the sticks that she shoved into the ground, leap up into the air and then zit, 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 fire themselves off. The werewolf she's fighting takes just a single point of damage.
Hey, it's not nothing.
And then she herself is going to... When she knocks and draws this arrow, you can see that it grows leaves. And when she fires it, the leaves explode out sideways, and the arrow, if that strikes, yes. When it strikes, the leaves become vines which wrap themselves around the werewolf.
Fucking kicks ass.
That werewolf is restrained. He takes a paltry amount of damage, but he falls to the floor completely consumed in vines. Oh, the werewolf you hit, by the way, is bloodied.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And then it is the werewolf's turn. The one fighting Elainiel can't get to her, but two more werewolves appear. They don't get an attack this turn, but they're on the floor.
That's no good.
We can't outrun a fucking werewolf.
No. Not in a million years.
Hector, you're going to get attacked.
Oh, shit. We don't have...
We don't have Yanda.
We don't have Esmeralda. If we get fit, we have you.
Oh, yeah, fuck. True. I don't know how to make that potion. Esmeralda knew how to make that potion, and she was very mad at me when we last spoke and never told me how.
Hector, you take 6 points of damage and you need to make a constitution save.
Fuck, I didn't even think. I was like, oh, werewolves, they're no big deal. They're a big deal. That like Jerry Seinfeld.
They're a big deal. Hector, can you just make a little W mark at the top of your page, please?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Can you make I'm a werewolf mark at the top of your page? Actually, you know what? I'm not going to roll these just yet. It's better off if just mark down you've been bit once, and then we'll roll these after the combat is done.
Okay.
And then its claw attack, thankfully, rakes over your armor. Pip.
Yeah, hey, what up?
Oh, wow. The bite attacks are doing well. Bite attacks are popular. You take 8 points of damage, and can you mark that you've been bit once?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Hey, you're both on 45 hit points. The one fighting Elaniel can't reach her because it's restrained. Gorob and Lushan are going to get attacked. That's a miss-miss.
What's going to happen if they become a werewolf?
Cribbit gets bit. Wow, bites are popular.
Cribbit Wolfman. Oh, little Wolfman. That'll be cute. We'll let Cribbit turn.
Yeah. Cribbit. Cribbit has one bite. All right, then it is, Pip, your turn.
Okay, with a scatter shot, how many could... Sorry, a spray shot, how many could I hit? 30-foot cone.
Three.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right. Also, you have Cordon of Arrows, right?
Yes.
One of the werewolves gets struck by two of the arrows, or the werewolf charging you gets struck by two arrows, and it's going to take 8 points of damage.
Nice.
And then, sorry, what did you say you were going to
spray
do?
Shot.
Spray shot.
So I load all of the bolts into the crossbow at once in a
pile them all.
Something that I can't imagine, never would have in my life imagined would work.
It's more like a plunk. It knocks your, nearly knocks you on your fucking ass.
Can't be good for the crossbow.
You, oh no, it's not. You hit twice.
Okay.
You don't have, they're just regular bolts, right?
No, these are the cold damage. Shape changer bane bolt.
You did pretty well on that roll. So these two ones are, unfortunately, they're against two different guys, but they are going to do a bit of damage.
Hell yeah.
That's 14, 17 points of damage to one.
Nice.
That's 13 points of damage to the other one. Neither of them are bloodied.
Still, I'll take it.
But you have hurt both of them. And then the third attack goes wide.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit has already... Oh, no, you used your Bardic Inspiration, right?
No.
No, I don't think he has.
Oh, didn't you? Oh. Well, then he's given Bardic Inspiration to Pip.
Yes.
And does he have any spells? I like that I keep checking his spells. What? Oh, because he's level 8 now. He got a new spell.
That's exciting.
He's got some more magic. The magic.
The magic boy.
The magic. It's the magic.
Cribbit, oh, what's the best? But it's healing. This might not be worth him using it. No, he's going to save it. Maybe it'll be important. Cribbit is going to fire at the werewolf attacking you, Hector.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I mean... it takes 12 points of damage.
Oh, nice. He's not so bad with a crossbow, little Cribbit.
Yeah.
And it's Gorob Lushin's turn. I forget! What is these things weak against?
Healing magic, radiant damage. Getting out of manual.
Fire and lightning, good.
Give me 5 seconds. Lichen, where creature, lichen, fucking hell. Thunder's good. Fire is good too.
Thunder or lightning?
No, lightning's gonna do shit all. Cold too, I'm an idiot.